Blog Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my guest, Mary Mary.
God. Say therefore to the people of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will deliver you from slavery to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great acts of judgment. I will take you to be my people, and I will be your God. And you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who has brought you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will bring you into the land that I swore to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to you for a possession. I am the Lord. Exodus chapter 6, verses 6 through 8. Good morning, prayer warriors. God bless each and every one of you today. So grateful, privileged, and honored to be able to greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are here as warriors seeking the Lord together, interceding on your behalf, praying for you as you pray for us, trusting that as we commit to saturating the earth with prayer, God hears our prayers and he answers them and he moves on the behalf of his people. He can change, he can shift, he can redirect. He is the orchestrator, the master and chief orchestrator of the world, of the universe. And so we put all of our trust in him, and we rely totally on who he is and what he's doing for his people, as he made a promise, as I read it in Exodus chapter 6. He made a promise to be our God as we come out from under the bondage of slavery and come unto him and obey his word, obey what he tells us. So thankful for this ministry. Thankful for all of you that are faithful to prayer. I have Pastor Carr that's going to join us this morning. It is Friday, and so we're thankful. I tell you, Pastor Carr, would you greet everyone?
Well, glory.
Glory.
And good morning.
Good morning. Well, we've been having an awesome time in prayer.
Yes.
I think last night was day number, what, 10? No, more than that.
Yeah.
What was day last night?
I'll let you know.
Okay. Well, we know we're going until the 8th. That will be the final day. July 8th will be the final day of our 30 days of prayer, our 30 nights. I'm sorry. What day did you say? Did you say something?
No.
Oh, okay. 30 nights of prayer, and if you have not been joining us for that prayer, listen to the message at the end of this broadcast, and you can hear how you can contact us to get that information. If you're new to Be Restored, we welcome you this morning, and we know that you did not find us by happenstance. It was not a coincidence that you've tuned in today, but we believe that what we are going to share with you today and even from this day forward, as you've been connected with To Be Restored Ministries, we believe it's a divine connection and that there's something that God wants you to hear and to learn from what he has given to us as a call and a mandate to help his people to know who he is more intimately through prayer, through his word, through learning to live a lifestyle of holiness, and through his word, he will establish us. As the song said, we are not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of salvation unto mankind. So today we're going to jump right in. I do have to share with those of you that may not have heard. By now you should have gotten an email from our office, or if not, it possibly will be coming through today. We started sending out the message that we will no longer, after June 28th will be the last day that we will meet here in the morning, okay? That will be the last morning devotion and prayer after June 28th, or on the weekdays, I should say, on a regular schedule. We're changing the schedule. We will meet every last Friday of the month, which then will put us at, I believe, July 28th or something like that. The last Friday of July will start. But we also will be offering so many more things that we are making room for that the Lord has called us to do. So please tune in for that announcement that will be coming to your email if you are a partner, if we have your email. If you haven't gotten an email from us, it's more than likely that we don't have your email. And hopefully we have a number where we can text you or call you to get your information so that we can send that message out. Okay, so be listening out for us. We do want to keep you informed and up to date, because To Be Restored is a ministry of total restoration where Pastor Kenneth Carr, the one that you hear on the line with us, he is the pastor and the visionary. And I tell you, God has given him a great vision, and we want you to be a part of that. We want you to know what's next. So do stay in touch with us. Go to toberestored.org. You can there put your information in, and we will get it and then add you to the list, and you'll be able to stay linked with us. So I got that out the way. I want to talk about something today, Pastor, that as this has been the month, June has been the month that we dedicated to pray for families, and even with the 30 days of prayer, we've been praying sincerely for families, for healing, for deliverance, for the power of God, for salvation, for some that have seemed to be what some of us may say are hopeless. It looks like they're just not going to turn around. Just all types of things that are going on in families. But today our title is What to Do with Family Secrets. What to Do with Family Secrets. I tell you, as the Lord gave us at the beginning of June, actually the end of May, to make June God's order by design for the family month, meaning as I shared on June 3rd, which was the first Monday of June, what it looks like in this study to identify how to accept God's divine order, how to bring deliverance to our families, and to establish unity in the family to support the kingdom. There are some things that we've prayed and even talked about in this throughout the month, and even prayed for sincerely throughout the month, that causes us to look at some things in our family where we may have been looking at it one way, not realizing that it's a whole lot more underneath. So in other words, when families have anger, or there's some issues that it seems that it's stifling the family from coming together, there's a lot of things that a lot of times we don't recognize, because if we come generations later, if it's old stuff and it's never been dealt with, it tends to set the tone for disconnect and disunity and hurt, disappointments, even anger and resentment within families. And so this is a difficult subject for pastors, teachers, preachers, counselors, even teachers in the school. It's a difficult subject, but yet those that are leading others or have to deal with others by way of working with them daily, they feel the effects of it. Maybe not directly, but if you are, for instance, if you are a pastor and you have a family in your church and there's secrets or disunity or dysfunction, is what counselors or professional guides talk about. If that's in a family and never been dealt with, it affects deeply those that are around that family. And so we clearly see in the Bible how we're supposed to handle circumstances that seem to be very difficult. So, Pastor, I wanted to give that small introduction, because I want to talk about some of the things that we know are prevalent when you start talking about family secrets. And like I said, it's a very difficult situation, or difficult subject, rather, because of the situations that surround secrets. So even now, we apply the blood of Jesus Christ over those that are listening. And if you don't think you can handle this, you definitely can, maybe not tune in today. You can, keep going and come back next time. But, if you know, or if possibly, maybe you're sitting on the side of, we dealt with those secrets, and, yeah, it wasn't easy. However, God is putting our family back together, and he's helping us, but yet we still need a little bit more help, because there's still some things that you know, are hard, listen to what we have to say. Because, you know, Pastor, you and I, we'll talk about us, okay?
We can talk as about usual, us. Yeah.
That's the safe place.
As usual.
Yeah, we do that. You know, I was talking to someone the other day, and they were saying about how transparent we are. I said, well, to be honest, I said, we're really a private family. I kind of laughed when I said it. We're a private family in the sense of, you know, we don't broadcast our business. However, for the kingdom, we live our lives as an open book, right?
Right, yeah.
And, you know, we came up, you and I both came up, even though, of course, coming up in two different homes, you know, we just, we came under the households that didn't believe in doing everything in the street.
Yeah.
Broadcasting your business in the street.
Now they got social media, so.
Oh, I know. That's changed everything.
Horrible. My goodness.
They've changed everything for the world with it.
Lord Jesus.
Yeah. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, but we grew up in the time where what goes on in the house stays in the house.
And
that's a place that definitely is safe, but the effects of it that is never dealt with, like we're dealing with individuals now that, you know, now they're 50 some years old and still dealing with childhood issues that was never rectified, or, you know, so it could be a very dangerous thing to hold it and not deal with it.
Absolutely.
And we do encourage professional counseling.
Yes.
Christian counseling, for sure.
Yes.
Even after you pray and after you seek the Lord, we encourage you to find a Christian counselor, someone that is certified.
Yes.
Degreed.
Yes.
That
and if you have, let me say, if you need one, contact us. If you don't know who to go to, contact us.
Because we can recommend in the Illinois area, but not in the.
Well, nowadays, you know, things have changed. You can get counseling across the globe.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, because you can contact them in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But just let us know, because 9 times out of 10, God will orchestrate that if they're not in our area, or rather, if you're not in our area or somewhere we can recommend, we can connect you with someone
right.
who can.
Yeah.
We know enough people to do that. I stand confident in that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I believe God wants all of us to be helped.
Right.
You know, he wants all of us to be saved, and he wants our mind. Our mind is the battleground, right?
Correct, yeah.
And he wants to heal.
Yeah.
So go ahead, Pastor.
And I'm going to say that as we go into this, we do understand some things are very, very sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
They're very hard to deal with, and as a matter of fact, it's better if you don't sometimes you feel like it's better if you don't even talk about it or deal with it. And I remember over the years I learned how to repress my emotions.
Mm.
And we learned how to go through situations, say, I'm okay, I'm fine, knowing that it, as young people say today, they probably changed their little slang that they said, I feel some type of way, some kind of way, whatever they say. But you know that something really, really pushed you the wrong way, or you saw something, or saw mom and dad go through something, or saw dad in adultery, or mom with her boyfriend and she's married, and you know, so many things that take place. Or like in my family, my mother had my younger brother who did not have the same father, and it wasn't per se a family secret, but everybody didn't know about it. You know, the people, just the siblings knew about it, but everybody else, we kept that inside the house,
right.
You know, and so things like that happens, but you fail to realize that there are domino effects as it relates to that when you don't get the proper help for your families.
Yeah.
So it could be anything. It could be, we know a family that the son who was preaching had a gambling problem. And the family knew about it, but no one else
mm-hmm.
knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the family had to deal with that behind closed doors. But
mm-hmm.
at the same time, we had to deal with the reality of what was happening, because not only was it affecting the family, but it was affecting the church as well.
Yeah.
and the church didn't understand why the effects were there. They just saw the domino effects of what was going on, triggering down from the family.
Yeah.
And so understand that when you are going, even going through things that you think that's secret or that you think that is hidden, people are watching and people know. And that's why deliverance and freedom behind the deliverance is so important, because it eliminates the blackmail. It eliminates all of the depression and the anger and the repressed emotions. It eliminates all of that, and it allows you to be who God has really called you to be,
yeah.
A man and or woman of God that walks in freedom, that's free enough to talk about anything,
yeah.
In any situation.
Yeah.
And so understand that the enemy uses these things in our families to bind us up.
Yeah.
And we got to start putting the blame where the blame should be pointed,
yeah.
towards, and
yeah.
that is the enemy.
Yeah.
We have one common adversary. It is the devil. You need to know that the enemy did that to your family.
Yes.
Not you, not your uncle, not your brother, not your great-grandfather. It was the enemy that started that trend throughout your family to bring destruction. But we're here to tell you that you can be free. You can be delivered, and you can be healed. And so so as we go into,
yeah.
it, I don't know which direction you want to go into right,
okay.
now.
Okay. Well, first thing I want to do, Pastor, thank you, because you're absolutely right. A couple of things you have said are hitting it right on the head of where we're going to go. I first, though, want to establish, because the title is What to Do with Family Secrets, and that's where I want to really focus. But I first, before we talk about what to do with family secrets, I want to give some wisdom on what not to do with family secrets.
Yeah.
Because I think when we understand what we shouldn't do first, it's easier to accept what we should do.
Right.
And so one of the things, as you mentioned before, about social media, and I know this might not affect everybody because everybody on here may not deal with social media, but we have a lot of young people and a lot of us that are listening that don't do social media don't realize that our young people are doing it all day, every day. You're wondering why they're always in their phone. You're wondering why they're always sleepy, why they sleep until 12 noon.
Yeah.
It's because they're up at night while you're asleep.
Moving their thumbs.
Those thumbs, they should have
they
braces.
They should be stronger than
they need
should be
braces
able to lift
for
a
their
car.
Thumbs. Because I can guarantee
thumbs,
the bone has been worn
Lord
down.
Lord have mercy.
Because they're moving those fingers,
ooh.
On social media constantly.
Oh, my goodness.
And exposing sometimes you.
Yeah.
I tell my kids, I'm going to sue you. Because they Snapchat me and, you know, in our home we do a lot of, you know, pass the cars, entertainer 24/7. So they're constantly recording. As soon as he does something, they're recording. And, you know, we find
laughing. It looks like I'm going to be suing.
I'm going to sue your children.
I'm the suey. I'm going to sue somebody.
You going to sue them because they're constantly putting us out there. So just know this. Your children might be putting you out there and you don't even know it.
Don't even know it.
Riding in the car, sitting behind you in the back seat, you might be singing your favorite song. And
people looking at you
funny.
People looking at you funny like, yeah, that was the one that
you
was
get somewhere and
digging in their nose. That
you
song.
Don't realize you've been exposed. You have been completely exposed. They've been telling everybody that's connected,
yeah.
and you never know who's connected, whose child or grandchild is connected to
that's
them.
Right. You better make sure your clothes are right and your feet are lotioned up. We've seen pictures
not
of ashy
lotion.
Feet.
I'm telling you, it's real. So
powder
understand,
feet.
Social media controls a lot of things.
Yeah.
And though we don't realize, you know, we're saying, well, we're going to keep this to ourselves. It's being blasted.
Yeah.
And we have to understand that,
some good,
you know,
some
have
bad.
That conversation
yeah.
with your family constantly. Make mm-hmm. it a common thing
yeah.
if you have
yeah.
young people or even some that are not so young that
yeah.
just love that area of connection. Have that conversation, you know, because I think it's a dangerous thing to put everything that you do on social media. You know,
yeah.
It is a dangerous thing. And so, and we're not necessarily talking about, of course, secrets in a sense, but the privacy.
Yeah.
There's no more privacy anymore. And so we have to keep that in line. And if we don't have those conversations, that privacy is going to be erased from what we know to be.
I believe it's already erased. Yeah.
Well, we have
in
the control
cases,
over that.
We do. Yeah.
And so the thing that we should not do is not think about it.
Yeah.
That not consider that it could be my house that's been exposed and I don't realize it,
right.
Because I want to have control over what does come out.
Yeah.
I want to have control over, you know, what we do talk about. Get a family group chat or something like that. The only reason
yeah.
I really got on social media is because I had teenagers at the time. I got on there because I needed to know what they were doing. Yeah, I was a stalker for a minute before I did my own. I was just watching their page because they were young. They were teenagers, and I wanted to be a part of what they were doing. So one of the things that we should not do is be oblivious, no matter our age, because age is not an excuse.
Yeah.
And for us to close our eyes and say, well, I just don't want to deal with that,
yeah.
That's an excuse. I'm sorry. As Christians, we have to know how to deal with these type of things as people of God, because that's the only way we'll establish
yeah.
order.
And we have to be more sensitive and aware.
Yes.
And we have to stop ignoring the signs
yes.
when we see them happening
yes.
in our
yes.
family.
Absolutely.
Yes, we have to
Absolutely.
Stop doing that and stop yeah. assuming that things are one way when they are completely a totally different way.
Right.
Because we have
right.
a lot of that happening. You
Absolutely.
Know, even,
we're looking
yeah.
looking across the way
yeah.
and just seeing a portion
yeah.
and then assuming.
Yeah,
so,
because we don't have people that actually verbally communicate any longer.
Right,
you know,
right.
They,
texting is,
yeah,
is
texting
another
or,
thing that
yeah.
we should not do. When we talk about what to do with family secrets, one of the things I was going to say that we should not do is close our eyes and our ears to one another.
Right.
We cannot ignore what's happening to our family.
Yes.
And say, well, that's just them. You know, it could be a sister, brother, whatever. And I know sometimes when siblings, you know, adult siblings have certain things that come up from the past, and they have a hard time communicating, it affects the children. But for us to ignore and say, well, I'm just done with them, I don't want to have anything to do,
yeah.
how can we as people of God? Because one thing I found out, Pastor, God is into relationships.
Yes, he is. Definitely.
That is the most important thing to him.
Yes.
He's gone to
yeah.
the length beyond what any of us would ever do.
Right, right.
Is
right.
that he gave up his
yeah.
son
yes.
to have relationship with us.
Correct, correct.
So it's important to him.
Yes.
So one of the things we cannot do is close our eyes
yes.
and close our ears and say, well, that doesn't, I don't have time for it, or I don't, you know, the denial. And like you mentioned earlier, Pastor, the repression, repressing emotions.
Yes.
Because a lot of times we say, I don't want to, you know, that doesn't bother me, or I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's really us saying, I'm really hurting and I don't know how to deal with it.
Right, correct.
I'm really confused and I don't know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be, as people of God, aware, like you said, Pastor, and also ask the Lord to show us
yes.
how to deal with
yes.
that difficult place
yes.
and not
yes.
ignore it.
One of the things that I can say that through the things that we've gone through as a family, so many issues we've had, even things that the children understood and knew what was happening.
Some
in the
things
house.
They understood.
Yeah, some things they understood.
Right,
and knew.
They didn't understand all.
They didn't understand all. That's
yeah.
right. But some things that they understood and knew even about us as being mom and dad. You okay?
I am, sorry.
All right. Uh-huh. Mom and dad, when we you and I came together and dealt with the reality of it, we had to pull them in.
Yeah.
We had to sit down and talk to the entire family about the situation, but we also told them that God is our answer. And
yeah.
as a family, we're going to stand together.
Yeah.
And we're going to pray, and we're going to believe that God is going to bring us out of this together. And that's how we did everything as relates to a solving problems because we didn't know any other way but to really trust God and depend on God. Of course, every now and then we went to counseling for our marriage, but as
well,
a family.
Can I jump in right there?
Go ahead.
It wasn't. Don't say it like that, because that's not that.
It wasn't
every now and then.
Just that once. Right, that once.
We went through seasons where we were constantly.
Oh yeah, yeah.
In counseling, like.
Yeah.
Daily.
Correct.
Right.
Yes.
Daily, and I'm talking professional counseling where our insurance had to really cover quite a bit of time
mm-hmm.
with our counselor because.
Yeah.
And I didn't mean to cut you off because I want you to finish your thought, but. I wanted to make that clear that we were not at all trying to fix this stuff
by ourselves. No, we couldn't do it.
And some of you
yeah.
know our if I could throw this in right there, Pastor, and I'll let you finish your thought.
Go ahead. My
some
thought
of
gone.
You know our testimony of the adultery. That was the time, because that was an issue that we could not handle on our own.
No.
We needed help. Yes. Christians have issues like adultery, like fornication, like child molestation, all of those things. When you try to handle that on your own,
yes,
you're not going to be able to uncover a lot. And we had a Christian man, thank God for him.
Mm-hmm.
He was a counselor that was recommended to us by my sister, who also is in counseling. He helped us sort.
Categorize
yes,
our feelings.
Yes, to sort
yes.
out all of those things that
mm-hmm.
have been held in.
Oh yeah.
For years.
Yeah.
Which was the result, which resulted
right.
in the adultery, because it was a
yeah.
whole lot more that happened
yeah.
before that. But if we only dealt with the adultery
correct.
On our own,
mm-hmm.
we would not be together today.
Yeah, yeah. Because we didn't know how to connect all of that together.
Exactly.
Because we only dealt with the manifestation of
yeah.
what we didn't know. That started years prior
absolutely.
To that time.
Absolutely.
And so when you're dealing with things in your family, things manifest, but you got to understand that it's already set up years ago.
Yes.
And you got to deal with where the door opened.
Yes.
You know, there's a door opener, and then there's a spirit of gradualism that takes place.
Yes.
Yes. It don't happen.
And explain that.
When you're talking about gradualism, you're talking about things happen at slow pace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing leads to another, and then that leads to something else, and then that leads to something else. It's like hanging around bad people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have one, and you're okay with it. You feel comfortable around it. Then you got two, and then you go from just going to lunch, from going to lunch to going to dinner, then from going to dinner to hanging out,
yeah.
then from hanging out, then your ways become their ways become your ways. That's why the Bible says that evil communication corrupt good manner.
Yeah.
And so when you're talking about gradualism, it takes its time in moving. You know, I didn't understand when our parents, when we were younger, you know, they would tell, you know, little boys or little girls, when you like 12, 13 years old, stop hitting one another, because they knew what that meant. That meant you liked one another.
Yeah, it was some other things
on. Hitting going
the
to
energy that
yeah,
they
the
were
energy
putting.
They were putting in one.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
So just I'm just using that as an example. But when you're talking about little cases like that, if you don't nip it in the bud immediately, although we didn't understand it, it could have went into something else
yeah.
eventually. Even as when you're talking about when they would be preventive in situations
right.
such as, you know, married men didn't go over single women houses.
Right.
And, you know, just situations like that, that, you know, even though it could have been an innocent first time, but when it started getting to the second and the third and the fourth and the fifth, then you're spending more time, that's when it begins. You know, it started when you made the initial step.
Right. Right.
But then we have to start taking responsibility of the initial steps that were taken. And so when you got leaders in position that are watching, and they may say, you don't need to be hanging with this one. Now, today they call it control.
Right.
Today they call it you're in my business. But I understand that is being preventive in whatever the situation is, you know. So understand that even in families and you're dealing with children, because one thing about my wife, she was very careful about who came and sat with the children when we had to do something that we couldn't take them with us. And so
babysitters, absolutely.
Sitters,
people
things
that
like
came, and even people that came in and out of our home.
Yeah.
But I want to, can I direct you in a different direction?
Go in a different direction.
I don't want to run out of time
before
we deal with some of the things that we need to do with family secrets or how to deal with it.
Okay.
One of the things that I know, Pastor, that you and I have experienced on both sides of in dealing with family secrets, when God brought us into the ministry of deliverance, we were younger, much younger. We hadn't really started our family. We were married, and we were dealing with us and our past.
Oh, yeah.
Our families, you know, that we came from.
Oh, God.
And there was a lot of things as the Lord began, you know, as we knew God was calling us to a different lifestyle.
Yes.
Which required a holiness, reverence.
Right.
Of God's presence in our life, and then begin to work in our lives, humility, it meant an uncovering.
Yes.
And so what we were submitted to with people that we really didn't know, we had just met, and I'm talking about the ministry leaders that we had gone to, where messages and prayer time, because it was a deliverance ministry, started looking like it was directed right at us.
Oh, God,
it looked like they were eating our meal. It looked as if...
Who told them?
Right. It looked as if they had lived
goodness.
With us for
that,
the past
that was,
20 years where we were at that time.
Yeah.
And so when those times came, I thank God. I don't take for granted that it's because of what God did for us in unveiling our own. It wasn't to expose our parents. It wasn't to make it look like they were bad parents. It wasn't to make our family look like it was totally out of whack and dysfunctional. But there were issues that we were never able to talk to anybody about.
Right.
That God began to unveil and give us revelation that we could be free because we were being tormented.
Yes.
And the torment didn't look like torment to the people that were outside our head.
Oh, God, yes.
It looked like, what's going on with her?
Uh-huh.
Why is she mad? What's going on with him? Why he look so mean? Why he do that?
So
why
mean.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
The manifestations of those things that we were holding in.
Oh, my goodness.
Because one of the things that enemy is really, really good at, and this is what I want to talk about.
Okay.
He's really, really good at making us feel shame.
Yes.
He's really, really good, which is why we repress. Because if I talk about this, if I unveil this, if I tell somebody that when I was such and such age, my mama left me with so-and-so, and this happened.
Right.
That's on, you know, first of all, that the can of worms.
Because
we imagine, right, when it's a secret.
Oh, my goodness.
Even if we, especially if we haven't told mama.
Lord, yes.
If we haven't brought ourselves to be able to, and though it happened 4, 5, 10, 15 years maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe the secret was about mama.
Right.
Maybe it was daddy. Mm-hmm. And like we were raised, everything that happens in the house
stays
in
the
house. So the shame... The enemy starts making us feel ashamed to deal with it and talk about it. And now, here we are, fast forward, some people listening to me right now, 30, 40 years later, even older.
Still dealing with it.
Not dealing with it, but dealing with it.
Because
of the shame. The shame that if I talk about it, and some people say, well, I'm not ashamed of it.
Right.
Well, if you haven't talked about it, 9 times out of 10, the enemy has made you feel shame. If you haven't gone to some place and allow, and unfortunately, what not to do is to talk to the wrong people about something, because then your business is out, or, you know, if you don't use discernment, which all of these things we've talked about this month, if you don't use discernment, that shameful thing becomes broadcasted and then does bring It brings the family into a worse place.
Yeah, and which creates this individual to be an extremist.
Yes.
They are extreme. cause of some type of insecurity
yes.
or pain that they are dealing with.
Yes.
And so, like even sometimes you find people that are just so clean
mm-hmm.
naturally, like can clean a house like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's because on the inside, sometimes that individual has gone through some type of
unclean
act.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel so unclean on the inside, and they're trying to.
They call it OCD. That's
right
what
there.
They classify
yeah. mm-hmm.
extremists
yeah.
with certain things, and they do link. And
mm-hmm.
I'm not saying everybody that cleans their house.
Yeah, not everybody. Yeah.
Right. We're not saying everybody that cleans their house
yeah.
and is good at it.
Because we all should have a clean house.
Amen.
Amen.
And you should be good at cleaning
should not
up.
Not be a nasty house, nowhere. Next
but
to
what
God
we're
cleaning
saying
it.
Is
yeah.
when it becomes an obsession.
Yes. Yes.
That if certain things, it's just like a control thing. If it gets out of order,
yes.
it becomes you become obsessive,
mm-hmm.
and that's because of a place that has not been dealt with properly.
Right.
That has grown in the wrong way, and now if you link it back, it's just like you know we watch Hoarders, we watch
mm-hmm.
you know different shows about being overweight and all of that.
Yeah.
They link it always back to a place of hurt.
Yes.
A place where that
pain.
Person, deep down within their family,
help us
something
not.
Happened.
Yes.
And it cut off their growth.
Yeah.
And that's where they're
yeah.
stuck.
I want to say this because the question is what to do with family secrets.
Mm-hmm.
Even in my situation of being touched by a relative, when I told the story, I was very careful about telling the name because even to this day, no one knows the name.
Absolutely.
I just said someone.
Wisdom.
Because with that, even when you are exposing the enemy, you don't want to damage somebody else because they may not be in the place where you are.
Absolutely.
And so what you're doing is you're focusing only on yourself.
Right.
And you're not blasting that individual because you could you know mess up their career or even their
right.
reputation.
Absolutely.
You know, and then it'll cause more damage and more domino effects would take place, and what you think is going to bring together, it's actually going to completely destroy it.
So what you're saying is, Pastor, and we got to get ready to pray, what you're saying is deal with that secret and that person that violated
yes.
in love.
Yes.
Deal with it according to the love of God.
The love
of God. The love
of God
is not going to have us
yes.
pointing the finger to bring anybody to shame.
Right.
The love of God will have us to deal with our story, deal with what mm-hmm. happened to us, and
yeah.
deal with ourselves.
Right.
And say, God, I don't want to be bound in this
mm-hmm.
place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to repress anymore
right.
how I got raped at
yeah.
16.
Right.
You know, or
yeah.
how I gave up that baby in an abortion
mm-hmm.
and now I'm tormented.
Right.
And it's because somebody told me to go and get it done
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
I did it.
Yeah.
No, I want to
yeah.
deal with me.
Yeah.
I want to deal
just
with
deal with
why what made me want to do that.
Correct.
What made me, you know, even the thing about the violation with the rape or the molestation,
mm-hmm.
we know that that's not anything that we ever do. But then you have to deal with who the real enemy is.
Right, yes.
And it's Satan. We have to
yes.
understand that all of these things are plots. When we say, God, we bind the plots, plans, and schemes of the enemy.
Yes.
It's not a person's plot. No person in their right mind will ever take a baby
right. Jesus.
And do unseemly acts with that baby,
mm.
will ever take a child and make a child do something to them that's out of the normal, outside of what a normal mind could come up with. That's
mm.
the thoughts and the ideas and the schemes and tactics of the enemy. And until we see who the real enemy is, I'm afraid we're going to keep blaming people. I'm afraid we're going to stay in shame. I'm afraid
yeah.
that
yeah.
we're not going to ever become God's people
yeah.
and he'll never become our God.
Yeah, yeah.
because we're staying in bondage.
Mm-hmm.
And though we're shouting, though we're going to church and we're speaking in tongues,
yeah,
and we're saying God is this and I know I got faith and not a yet high five, all of that,
yeah,
we're going home and we're bound
oh,
and we're tormented.
And that's more tormenting than anything, to
yes,
go to church knowing that you have some deep issues that you need to deal with, and then you leave church without the
bound
answer. That was
bound,
horrible to me.
Yeah.
That's when I would go into depression, like, God, why am I going to church? Or are you really real? Or,
God,
you know, do you really hear my heart? Do you,
yeah,
see what's going on with me? And I begin to go lower and lower and lower, and then church began to be an irritation to me. Because we wasn't dealing with the real stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I needed to hear a real story because I had a real situation that I was facing.
Yes.
And I want to say this, that even dealing with the situation, like you said, sweetheart, the Lord is concerned about bringing peace to the matter.
Yes.
And I'm grateful that I did not approach even the individuals right away, but the Lord gave me time because I needed to be healed.
Absolutely.
And the Lord gave me time. And then when I was able to face them, I was able to go to them and talk to them
and
in private,
yes,
and forgive them.
Yes.
And they were able to say, I'm so sorry. The
yes,
same thing happened to me.
Absolutely.
And I did not, I'm so sorry. As a matter of fact, I completely forgot about it. I'm
yep,
so sorry.
Yeah.
Because now we're older. We're like 20, 30
yeah,
years old or so.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I had to really deal with that because that stuff was just sticking with me.
Yeah.
And this is why I know the Lord has given us a mandate to really go into deliverance,
yes,
because there are so many people, and we understand some people run from it. Some people will run because they don't want to deal with it. Some people run because they enjoy the sin and they want to be in the sin.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some people that stay around because they are tired,
mm-hmm,
of struggling with the same old thing,
yeah,
over and over again. We just received a call last night from, you know, an old friend of ours, and just crying, just saying, you know, I was raped. And we're talking about a person that's like over 50 years old,
yeah,
you know, saying that I was raped and I can't take no more. And just, you know, and this is a secret and I'm tired of being tormented.
Yeah.
I mean, people are suffering.
Yes.
They are hurting everywhere.
And a lot of times, Pastor, it ties back,
yes,
to our family. And this is a deep, deep subject. There's
it
no
is.
Way
yes,
we could capture any of all of this in 40 minutes. You know, but I want to say this. One of the things that I do want people to understand that are listening before we pray,
yeah,
and what to do with family secrets, we have to understand that Jesus Christ came that we could be free.
Right.
And none of us should be bound. None of us that claim that we are Christians should be bound in a place where we cannot talk freely. And I'm not saying to broadcast, blast it everywhere, tell everybody, just
right,
be water at the mouth with talking about it.
Right.
Because one of the things we have to understand is the enemy, the same enemy that wanted us down, that wanted to torment us and
mm-hmm,
keep us bound,
mm-hmm,
he's doing that to someone else.
Yes.
And when you can tell to the glory of God that
yes,
I once was a murderer,
yes,
I once was rejected, and because of molestation or because I was raped, I then was promiscuous.
Yes.
I once was
yeah,
someone who lied all the time,
right,
because I, on the inside I felt like if I didn't say things the way people thought I should say it, they wouldn't want to be friends. They wouldn't want to be around me anymore.
Yeah.
Some of these things that we hold and get
yeah,
shame over, unless we come out
right,
and let Jesus really unveil and uncover and
yeah,
strip
mm-hmm,
that pride.
Yes.
Strip us down,
yes,
we will be walking around as hypocrites,
yes,
and then we're trying to figure out why our family won't get saved,
amen,
why our children won't be saved,
mm,
because we're not dealing with the truth.
Right, yes.
So
yeah,
I pray today, my prayer, and we pray that you join us tonight, you know, tonight at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, We will give the information to you if you request it on how to get on that call.
Yes.
It will be prayer. I pray that we can pray in these areas for the families continually, because I know it's so many people, as we stated before,
yes,
so many people hurting,
yes,
so many people need deliverance. Some of you listening to me right now, you've tried to make it like everybody else had the problem, but it's you.
Yes.
And you know it's you.
Yes. Yes.
And you know you're bound.
Amen.
And you know you're tormented. And you
yes.
know you're tired of being angry.
Amen.
You're tired of blaming that grandfather or that uncle or that auntie or
yes.
cousin that touched you in the wrong way
right.
or did things and you haven't been able to tell anybody.
Yeah, you don't trust nobody.
You feel like you
yeah.
can't trust anybody, even the
yes.
people that have come and tried to help you.
Amen.
You turn them away.
Yes.
Those people.
Been married
that
several times.
Yes.
And you're blaming everybody.
You're looking,
or you've been
looking
to
be
20
filled.
Churches. And everybody wrong, and
yeah.
it's because
yeah.
you got to deal with you.
Yeah, you're angry with mama
yes.
because mama was young
yes.
when she had you,
mm-hmm.
and she really made a lot of mistakes.
And
she
was on
she
drugs.
Didn't know,
yes.
She didn't know what to
mm-hmm.
do, and now you grown, and you still got that same resentment. And
yes.
because every female you come in contact with that is an authority position in your life, you reject them, and they become your enemy
yes.
because you didn't deal with what mama did
right.
or what you are hurting from
yeah.
with mama.
It's a rooted issue.
There are roots that God wants to rip. God wants to break down the root problem.
Amen.
He wants to take those things
Amen.
And heal, because we cannot be healed until we deal with it.
Yes.
So I'm going to pray. Father, we just thank you today. Hallelujah. God, we just honor you. We thank you for this time. I thank you for those, God, that are tuning in and are listening. God, I pray right now that your blood, the blood of Jesus Christ, will cover them, will cover the atmosphere and the place where they are right now. God, I thank you that the blood and that the blood has power, that the blood is redeeming, that the blood, God, can chase every demon and every demonic force away and even cause us, God, to come higher. So, God, we come to you now repenting, first repenting of everything that we may have done, said, or acted out that was not pleasing to you. God, in the places where we rejected your blood from covering us, in the places, God, where we unknowingly were doing things that cause us to get outside of your will, we ask that you would forgive us right now. We ask, oh God, that as you take your blood and begin to cover us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, God, that you will first deal with our mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. God, where the enemy has set up a camp in our mind and cause us to walk in torment and live in a place of torment because of these issues that we have discussed on today. We thank you, God, that you are the God that wants to deliver. You are the God that wants to lead us into a place of freedom. And God, we say to you today that we want to be free. We don't want to be bound and held captive by the tactics and the plans and schemes of the enemy to destroy us. God, we don't even want to walk and talk and live in the ways that are denying your holiness and righteousness from being exemplified in our life. So, God, we ask right now that you would shine the light from heaven. God, we thank you that the holy light from your throne room will shine in our hearts, will shine in these dark places. And God, we know that there's been things that we have held, there have been situations that have happened to us, oh God. Some of those things have been too hard for us to deal with. Some of the people, Lord God, that we have been holding captive in a cave in our heart, God, that hurt us, that disappointed us, that abused us, that said things or did things that were against us, that seemingly was setting us up for failure. God, we now deal with that. We open it up today to you, Lord God. And we ask, oh God, that you would take your hand and begin to move where our heart has become hardened, where our heart, oh God, has been disappointed over and over again, where we've been drawn to relationships that have repeated the same cycle of disappointment and rejection. We open it up to you today, oh God. We open up our heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask that you would let the blood of Jesus, go into these dark places and drag out every demonic force and every stronghold that's been assigned over our lives and over our families, oh God. Every family curse of rejection, the rejection that entered in when our great grandparents or those that came before us, God, were rejected and hurt and disappointed and then passed it down through the bloodline. We break and annihilate that spirit of rejection right now in the name of Jesus Christ. God, we recognize that your love is real, that your love will set free, that your love redeems, that your love opens us up, God, for the freedom to walk as your servant, to walk in a place, God, where not only we can be free, but we can help others to be free. So, God, we yield ourselves to you right now. We yield to your mighty hand, oh God. And even throughout this day, we ask that you would begin to deal with us, God, in those places where we don't have wisdom in talking and dealing with the situations that have been ugly, and God, those repressed emotions that we've not dealt with, and those things that were difficult to talk about because it was in our family and it was held secret, and it's caused division and strife between siblings, and division and strife between parents and children, division and strife between long distance members, oh God, of the family. We apply the blood now in the area of communication where we've lacked in communicating properly, where we've lacked in being able, God, to open up to one another and talk about situations. God, all of the things that have been held down because of anger, because of pain, because of rage. God, we ask that you let your blood begin to cover these areas. Oh, God, we break and destroy the assignments of anger that are over our lives. God, the women that are listening right now that have become bitter, that have, God, been hurt and abused by men and hurt and abused by other women. And, God, the men that are listening that have been abused and hurt, oh, God, that even goes back to their childhood where they've repressed the things that happened to them when they were a little boy and they didn't tell anybody. And now their mind has been confused. And, God, now they're perpetrating these same things over other young men. We break and destroy that spirit now. We ask that you would let your blood, God, bring redemption to your house. God, where this is happening repeatedly in the church and nobody's talking about it because of the shame. We bind up all shame and we bind up the spirits now that will cause us, God, to become religious. We bind up the spirits that will cause us to walk in and out of your house and, God, not ever come into a place of humility. Oh, God, we thank you right now that, God, those that you have in a place where you're breaking us, where you're shaping us, God, where the enemy would try to use shame against us, God, that you're bringing freedom, that you're breaking those spirits of pride and high-mindedness and self-exaltation, God, we thank you for breaking it from over us today in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask that as we walk in your humility, God, that you will cover us. God, we thank you for your angels that will minister to us, that will cover us, oh God. God, not for reputation's sake, but for your name, for your glory, God, that when we do get free, when we do break out, God, that we'll be able to pull someone else out of hell's fire, that we'll be able, God, to stand in a place where we can stand at the gate of hell and defy Satan and coming against our children and our grandchildren and generations five down from us, oh God. We thank you right now that you're setting us free, God, and you're opening us up, God, to become servants, to be used by you for your glory, that others might be set free, that others might come, oh God, that our children and our children's children might be able to come, oh God, and even bear what's going on with them in those places, God, where they've been hurt and disappointed. God, help us to see, even as parents, where we've disappointed our children and passed down pain and passed down hurt. Oh, God, we thank you today that, God, we don't have to stay in a place of disappointment, but, God, you set us free to walk in joy, to walk in love, to walk in peace, to walk and live under your anointing, to live out holiness throughout our lives, oh God. We know, God, that you're perfecting those things that are in us concerning you, and that you're going to cause your will, oh God, to be made known, that as we walk in your will, that, God, you will begin to open us up, God, as we walk in your will, that you, God, will begin to be able to use our bodies, to use our vessel, to use our mouth, to use our lips, to use our hands. Oh, God, we ask that you would deal with the heart, where the heart has become hardened. God, soften it and make it pliable. God, begin to give us a heart of flesh so that we can hear your voice, so that we can obey your voice. God, we ask that you would forgive us, God, for the times that we turned away from you because of what other people did to us. We put you in that category. So, God, we ask right now that you would help us, God, to be sensitive to your spirit. Help us, God, to walk in love and forgiveness, God, to those that have hurt us and abused us and disappointed us. Oh, God, we release forgiveness now upon your people, that as we walk in your way today, oh, God, that we will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh, that we will not retaliate for actions and words and deeds that are done against us. But, God, we will walk in patience. We will walk in your love. We will even experience, God, the anointing that will cause us to bring in those that are hurting and even have hurt us. God, that you will be able to help us to embrace family members and loved ones, oh God, that we've been disconnected from. Oh God, for your glory and for your honor. God, we thank you even now for what you are doing within us. Oh, God, how you're changing, how you're shaping us, how you're changing and even orchestrating our life to set us up to walk in your anointing, to walk in your power, so that the world can know who you are through us in Jesus' name. And we thank you, God. We give you praise. Now, God, I cover these that as they go throughout this day, you will cause them, God, to meditate on these things. You will cause us, God, to meditate on your word. And, God, give us a hunger and a thirst after your word like we've never known before. Let your word become our meat and our drink. Let your word, God, be more important than natural food itself. Let your word, oh God, be the path, that light on the pathway that will set us, God, in a place of security, that will cause us, God, to live in the way that you have called for us to live in this last and evil day. And we thank you, God, for establishing divine order in our homes, divine order in those places where we work, divine order, God, that we will live out, oh God, anything that's outside of your order. We ask that you would disconnect us from it and connect us, God, to where you would have for us to live and to walk and to experience for your name's sake and for your glory. And it is so. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God bless each and every one of you today. Don't forget, if you haven't gotten the information from us about our new schedule that's coming up, we want to get your information. We need your email. Go to toberestored.org. Become a partner. We love you so much. We want to keep connecting with you as we move forward for total restoration and the vision for To Be Restored Ministries. We pray you have a blessed day. Don't forget, God loves you and he loves your family and he wants you free. Have an awesome day. We'll see you Monday morning.
Thank you for joining To Be Restored, a time of devotion and prayer, brought to you by Marlene Carr and the partners of To Be Restored Ministries. Pray with us live every Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. Central Time, 6:30 a.m. Eastern. To join us while we're on live, dial 646-668-8056 or tune in and listen to our podcasts at blogtalkradio.com/be-restored. Do you need to build, rebuild, or strengthen your prayer life? Right now, you can access over 1,200 recorded prayers on numerous topics like faith, family, God's love, and forgiveness. Go to toberestored.org to access pre-recorded prayers, where you will find encouragement to pray through any of life's circumstances. Like and follow us on Facebook at To Be Restored Ministries, and follow Marlene on Instagram at MarleneCarr1. If you're interested in contacting Marlene for a speaking engagement,